Humble soul, thank you for the badge. I appreciate you. Hood celebrity in the building, white one.
Boop, 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 boop.
You're a champion.
Here we not wrong when you see me. Why would I lie, oh baby? Strike me with lightning if I dare. You see the vibes?
I do, man. Yo, how you been, girl?
I've been doing great, man. I've been doing great. How's everything with you?
I'm good, man. You know, we just, you know, traveling around the world, man.
It's Ebb's Colgate smile for me, you know?
Hey, man, you did put a smile on my face since day one, man. Like, you treated a DJ like he's supposed to be treated, man. Like, you check up on him, you send him dub plates, you know what I mean? You know, once in a while, you pop in the live. I appreciate that, man.
You know what it is too, Ebbs? Not for nothing, like COVID, I always appreciated the DJs. And for any artist that's on here, upcoming artists, established artists, COVID really, 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 really made me appreciate the DJs even more. And the love you guys were showing the artists during COVID when we wasn't able to go to shows, we wasn't able to be outside. So appreciating the DJs is very, very important. Like COVID, I was going on all the DJs live, as much people live as I can. And I was just like reposting their live, or I would tell my friends and all my fans, like, yo, come party with them. You know, like those little things matter, because the DJs, y'all really be going out, all out for the artists. And artists really, really have to appreciate DJs. Like, I'm super big on that.
Yeah, I see that, man. Yo, let's get to it, man. How you get the name Hood Celebrity? Like, you definitely a celebrity. Are you telling me you got a little hood in you too?
Yo, it's crazy because, well, I am, listen, and for people that's on here, I want people to understand, like, when I say hood, right, you got beautiful things that came out the hood. You got beautiful people that came out the hood. Like, I was the little girl that was born in Jamaica, left Jamaica when I was 12, and I was raised in the Bronx. So if you from the Bronx, if you ever been to the Bronx, you got to know Fordham Road. I'm from Fordham Road. That's like Fordham Road is like the 34th Street. It's like going to Manhattan and never going to Soho. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm from Fordham Road, where everybody know who I am. So one day my old manager, he was like, yo, like, you really a hood celebrity. Like, everybody knows you. Like, no matter where I go, like City Island, everybody know who I am. So he's like, yo, you really a hood celebrity. And I just put the name on my Instagram and it took off. And I feel like Hood Celebrity tells a story, the girl from the hood that really made it out.
From the Bronx, coming out of Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Like, did you like listen to, like, let's say, like the Lady Saws, the Tanya Stevens growing up?
Oh, definitely. I was big on Lady Saw. My mom loved Tanya Stevens. Her music is great, but I was really a fan of Lady Saw.
Mm-hmm. Lady Saw be talking that shit though.
Yeah, Lady Saw. Listen, Lady Saw is spicy, man. Lady Saw is spicy, and y'all know Hood Celebrity is spicy. And I just love, for me, Lady Saw is just the way she approach everything. Like, I feel like it's sexy but still aggressive.
Yes, yes.
From the music to the way she carry herself, the way she do her music, like, it's sexy, aggressive.
Yes, yes, and coming out of the Bronx, like, did you have a hard time going to parties, Jamaican parties, and getting on the mic, like how back in the days how dance hall reggae artists would do, man, like in those house parties and just ripping up those type of parties and whatnot?
I'm gonna be honest, Epps, and that's a great question, but I was the girl from the Bronx who was going to them BX parties, them uptown parties, and just dancing. For me, it was more like dancing and just DJing too. When I say DJing, Jamaica, just doing my music, like going to parties and spitting. Like, I have a video right now that y'all probably could find on YouTube. I used to be the girl that's in the lunchroom battling with all the boys, like singing, dancing. Like, I was, you know, that was me. But the house parties and DJing, no.
You're a good dancer.
Thank you. You know, it's funny, my first love was dancing. So I went to high school for violin and dance. So yeah. I went to high school for dancing, and I used to play the violin, for people who don't know.
What?
Yeah, I used to play the violin.
Can you still play it?
No, I haven't played in years, but I know if you give me a violin and you sit me in a room with it, I'll catch it again.
It's like riding a bike.
Correct. Yeah. Once you do it, you do it again.
Yeah. So this record, Champion, man, speaks for me big time.
Go.
You know what I mean? Dope. It speaks for me big time.
Dope.
So you know, and I noticed your promotions. You got the belt. You got the boxing glove. You ready to go in? Like, talk to me. What made you just come out this way with this record?
So it's crazy. Champion, I wrote the record 2 years ago, and I was really, really in my bag. Like, most of the celebrity records, you see that I'm getting the crowd hype, I'm getting my fans hype, or I'm telling my story. Like, for example, The Ungrateful, my record, A Daughter's Cry, I'm talking about my father and growing up with no dad. Champion was one of those records where I really got in my bag. Like, I'm unstoppable. Like, nothing no one could do or say is going to stop me from reaching my goals. And when I say champion, just the title itself, right? I want people to understand, like, you're really unstoppable if you really tell yourself that. The only person that can stop you is yourself.
Damn right.
And when I went into the studio, I went with that mindset. Like, yo, I'm really a champion. Like, I'm going to conquer everything that I put my mind to do. And I really put myself in that element. And I was doing a little boxing. Boxing, I had to recharge myself again and test myself and put myself, like, am I still good at it? Because I used to do boxing.
Really?
That's another thing. Yeah, I used to do boxing. I did boxing for a year.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Yeah. And it was something that I stopped, and I really had to put myself back to that, like, yo, can I still do it again? So when I was on that roof, we was really boxing.
So let's say, you know, Thriller came out of nowhere and decided to put you in a boxing ring with somebody. Would you accept the challenge?
Hell yeah. I go in the ring with anybody.
Because you're a champion.
I go in the ring with anybody who wants smoke.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Wow. So the songs that you had before that, you know, you had Inside, you had the Walking Trophy. The Walking Trophy is pretty much that kind of, like, you know, took Hood Celebrity's name a little up there, you know what I mean?
It definitely did. It definitely did.
What other records are you working on that people could look out for?
Well, right now, my album is already done. So after Champion, the album is done. So after Champion, I'm going straight album mode because I have so much record. Like, so much record that even for you, like, I wish one day we get to sit down and I could play you my album and, you know, just really vibe out because I have a lot of, like, records that, for me, Walking Trophy was just my starter kit.
Yeah.
I think it's actually just one of the records that's like, okay, this is a good record, but if people really hear the rest of my music, like songs like Champion. Champion is a big record, and I make forever music. I make music that's just not about the hype, but that's going to live on years, you know, like my kid could listen to it. My kids could listen to it. I got a lot of great records. If people think Walking Trophy is my hit, then I don't know what they're going to say when they hear my album.
Nah, man, that was definitely a like you said, a starter's kid. That was definitely a vibe.
That was like my little baby. That's like when you load the gun and you shoot first, like your first shot is always going to be like that pum. You know, the rest of the shots is going to be the boom, the hits. So Walking Trophy for me is just like, I wrote that record so fast.
You know what I like about your vibe too, man? Like, you know, New York DJs tend to really support artists when they know they got one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when Hood Celebrity just came out of nowhere, like, I noticed all the DJs was going in on it. And I was looking at, you know, I remember looking at Camilo's playlist, and I'm looking at other people. What is Hood Celebrity, man? And then one time you came down to Miami, you did a show, and I snuck up in there, and the next, you know, we just started, you know, vibing off of each other, man. So,
you know what it is too, Ebs, it's really, for me, like, what I think, what people really gravitate to, for the people who get a chance to know me, like people like you, I'm just energy, and I'm a vibe person. Like, I'm not no bougie. Like, I'm the girl, like I said again, I'm the little girl from Jamaica that finally made it to America and came to live my dreams. And I just understand what it is to have this opportunity and putting the being humble and putting that pride to the side. And I was raised on discipline. So everybody I've ever met, from the boss to the workers, I treat everybody with respect and I treat everybody the same. And all I really care about, all I'm really into this shit for, is just really my music. Let's just make good music. So I feel like every DJ really support me.
Sound like me, man. You humble just like me. And everybody in the chat room, they all say it, man. They just love your vibe. They love your energy.
Nah, thank you. Thank you so much. Big up my fans, them.
Yeah, they're all in here, man. Big up the DJs, too. DJ Surge.
Big up all the DJs that been here. DJ Surge, big up yourself. Yeah, and let me tell y'all something, too. When Hood CW does dub plates, I don't just do dub plates for big DJs. I do dub plates for every DJs. Like, every DJ I could get.
DJ, I did this for you.
Every DJ I could get.
I did this for you. Hit
that DJ. Every DJ I could get. Like, DJs could tell you. I got DJs that get dub plates from Hood Celebrity with 200, 300 followers. Like, I don't care. As long as you're out there. And I like to do surprises. Like, I be having people hit me up in my DM. Like, DJs, that's really... DJs, I'm going to make this clear. DJs, that's really out here grinding. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a little youngin' that wanted that attention. Like, when I wanted the attention, when I first started. And, you know, I wanted somebody to give me that breakthrough. And it could be somebody like that. I'd be like, yo, Hood, how much you charge for a dub plate? Or how much you charge for a drop? And if they can't afford it, sometimes I just shoot them over a drop in the DM, in the voice note.
You know, me and Tory Lanez was talking about that, how it's so important to always send dub plates out to the DJs when you're putting out a new record.
Very important.
We love that shit. It just strokes our ego and everything.
Yo, I did dub plates for y'all. And I swear I cannot make this shit up. And I be telling my manager, like, I'm going to start bringing my videographer to record these stuff. Because I did dub plates for y'all. I did over, like, 500 dub plates. I had stitches in my mouth.
What?
I swear. And the dentist told me, like, please do not. You cannot. Because they know I do music. Like, you cannot sing. You got to lay out for, like, 3-4 days. Give your mouth time to heal. And it took longer to heal because I was just in that working mode. Like, I'm a workaholic. Like, this shit ain't going to stop me. I'm on champion mode.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do this shit with or without the stitches in my mouth.
Yo, you mentioned about Jamaica and you know, we're going through some things in Haiti. Cuba's going through something over there. You know what I mean? How's Jamaica? How's everything over there?
Jamaica's good. I mean, I spoke to my grandmother's in Jamaica. I still have a lot of family down there. My brother's in Jamaica. I have a few cousins that I keep in contact with here and there. They're good. They're really good. Yeah, they're good.
Big up DJ Dennis the Menace. That boy, he needs a dub plate too.
DJ Dennis, big up yourself, Strips. And listen, so, big shout out to Epps. Epps, I really got to big you up and give you your credit and your props because you really pushing this record. Like, you really like, yo, Hood, let's break this record. And I really respect that because sometimes you send records to the DJs and they don't play it until it gets hot. You know, like some people is really like that.
They miss the boat.
Yeah.
And
I see that
you called me on my live the other day. You posted.
And it's funny. I was gonna talk about that just now too. Like the way you played the record on live, I could really tell that you really love the record and you're really in champion mode. You could tell when somebody just playing something just to play it, and when somebody just playing something because they really feel the energy. And again, I'm a vibe person, so I feel energy. So well, I really appreciate you for that.
Nah, man, you know what it is. It's like you know basketball. You give me the alley oop, I'm just gonna dunk it. You know what I mean? And you know, if you see me DJing, I really take DJing the performance. You know, I take it serious, man. A lot of people could just put on a track. You're a DJ, but you know, you see me still on my turntables. I'm still fucking shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as you should.
When you coming to Miami?
Say it again.
When you coming to Miami?
I'll be out there soon. You know, it's crazy. I was in Miami a month and a half ago.
Yes, I wasn't in town. I went to Santos.
Yeah, so I'll be out there real soon. And I promise when I come, I got to stop by and go check you too. So I'll make that a promise. I should be out there real soon.
We go get something to eat. We go get the studio. We go listen to them tracks and whatnot.
Listen, food, oxtail with rice and peas on me. Oxtail, rice and peas. And you did say you want a ting. Right?
Yeah.
Box of rice and peas and a ting on me. A box of ting. I get you a box of ting. You had me laughing, yo. The way you was dancing, you're like, we need that ting right now. I'm like, you can't tell Epps ain't Jamaican. Epps definitely thought he was in Jamaica with that record.
For real,
after
man.
After Miami, come to Orlando.
Yeah, you just need to do a little tour all over Florida, man. Cause they
yo, Epps, somebody said how me and Cash Doll ended up working on that single, So Pretty. So yes. Me and Cash Doll got a single, So Pretty. That's really, yo, So Pretty have over, I think, 28,000 videos on TikTok. And I'm not a TikTok girl. Like, I don't really be on TikTok a lot.
See?
So my DJ was like, yo, did you check So Pretty on TikTok, how it's going viral? And I'm like, no, I don't be on TikTok. I be in the studio. He's like, no, you got to go on TikTok. And I went on TikTok and I'm like, yo, people going crazy that I record. So big up to the fan that just asked me that, because So Pretty, go look up Hood Celebrity featuring Cash Doll, So Pretty. That's a big smash record.
Is there any other features you would like probably want to do with anybody? Anybody that you grew up listening to? Anybody that's hot right now?
I definitely wanted to do something. So for people that don't know, Vybz Kartel was my inspiration when I first started. Yeah, like that man really motivated me to be great. I just feel like he's good at everything he do. He could make a song about anything. And that was somebody I wanted to work with and still want to work with. We did a feature, but it never came out. So hopefully I get to work with him on something again. And I would love to work with Popcorn. I think Popcorn is dope. I would say I would love to work with Lady Saw, but you know, Lady Saw is like, she don't even do that type of music no more. You know, she's like I think she's a minister.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Lady Saw.
But you and Popcorn, that would be dope.
Yeah, Popcorn is fire. And big shout out to Popcorn, because Popcorn was one of the person that always showed me love. Like, you know, artists sometimes we have a lot of ego, but Popcorn definitely showed me love when I first started too. Like, you know, he just gave me a lot of word of advice, like, yo, you're dope, you know, keep going and stuff like that. So big up to Popcorn. I would love to work with Drake. I think Drake is super dope. Rihanna and just anybody else that's just doing great music, you know, that just really have love for the music. That's what I really care about.
I know you're the champion. I know they're champion, but I think it's safe to say that, you know, when it comes to female new artists, that's in that Caribbean vibe, the Jamaican vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely in that top three, you know what I mean?
Nah, but thank you so much.
I mean, and Hood Celebrity, please keep on grinding, keep on working, and you know, you got a friend over here anytime, any
thank
day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. No, I appreciate you.
Let them know.
Make sure y'all go get Champion.
It's about to come out.
The album going to drop soon. So when I'm done working Champion, because I feel like I never really gave a record a chance to breathe other than Walking Trophy and Boom Pon It, and which is two dope records right now. Run the Road is doing super good. Champion, I'm in Champion mode. So after I'm done with Champion, I'm dropping my album.
Definitely. Definitely, yeah. Man. Look out for that. All my DJs, you heard her, man. She does dub plays. Hit her up, man.
Tory Lanez, Hood Celebrity, that would be dope. I actually have a record with Tory Lanez. It's called On and On. Hood Celebrity featuring Tory Lanez and Megan Wright. So y'all can go listen to that. I love Tory Lanez music. Super, super dope. We do have a record together. Y'all can go check that out. X, big up yourself. I love you. I appreciate you.
Big up yourself, too.
Thank you so much for having me on here. And you know, anything you need, I'm on deck. You know the vibes.
Oh, man. I appreciate you. Right back at you, man. Hood Celebrity. Everybody, check my girl out. Album coming out soon. Yo, Hood, be safe out there, all right? Keep on dancing and whining on the gram. I see you, girl.
Big up yourself, straight. Hey,
All right, girlfriend. Be easy, all right?
All right.